This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Oh, we're starting out a little bit lower this week, a little bit of back and fill from Friday's report day rally. It wasn't anything that was really bullish on that report. It was just that it wasn't as bearish as what we've seen in the recent past here. So we'll kind of move forward from that. We did make no changes to the U.S. Balance sheets for this side of things. So looking out to the South American situation, a little bit disappointing to see the USDA only lower soybeans in Brazil by 1 million tons, made no change to corn. So that situation still remains to be seen as to why they're slow playing things a little bit. CONAB should be coming out today or tomorrow with their information, and we'll have a note of where they finish or where they come in. And that should set the tone for what we do for the rest of this week.
As you mentioned, with USDA not making as much of a cut to that number, for example, the soybean number in Brazil, as we might have thought they would have, is that by design, Greg, that the USDA does not make those cuts in a bigger fashion than sometimes we think they should?
Yeah, they typically are a little more on the conservative side thing when they are making changes to overall production. They do that here in the U.S. Along the way. A lot of times they'll wait until the crop is fully made or even harvested before they really make significant cuts. And a lot of times by that time we've seen smaller cuts that end up being reversed a little bit. That's what we saw in our own crop last year was we had cuts throughout. And then when we got to the January report, which is technically what they call the final report, even though they can change it later on, there were upward revisions that set the bearish tone for the market to start the year.
Monday morning, Greg, what stories are you watching this week that could potentially move the market?
Well, a lot of focus is now going to turn to the March 29th report, the acreage report, the planted prospective plantings report, the quarterly grain stocks reports. Those are big reports. Those can move markets. A lot of times, when we're coming off a year like what we've seen, we had prices that started out a certain way for beans. They were penciled in better than corn. So the expectation is that you'll see if some additional bean acres take away some of those corn acres. Right now it's about split up 3 million or so on beans, down about 3 to 4 million on corn. But we're still talking the advantage on the corn side at about 90 million acres, 90 to 91 million acres for the corn side of things. But that'll be the focus as we move forward here. Obviously, we'll continue to watch the weather in South America as Argentina gets ready or gets into that pollination time frame, and Brazil is finishing out their harvest and their safrinha corn planting here.
Let's flip over to the protein sector and what's happening with the livestock.
It's more of a sideways grind still in this cattle market. We are seeing some good box beef numbers, so we've seen decent cash trade, but after that run up into early February, we've pretty well gone sideways for the last month. We did see new highs for the move on Friday. We filled the gap that we've been watching for quite a while on that April contract, and then finished down with a little bit of a reversal. We did not see a technical reversal; just was a rejection of the highs. Similar idea on the feeder cattle, and then on the hog market, a nice strong move to the upside, has now been punctuated by a sideways move for about the last week and a half to 2 weeks in that market. So continue to watch that. There's a gap below us on the hog market here that we'll need to be paying attention to as we start to look more towards those summer contracts and grilling season. Right now we're at decent prices, but we've kind of stalled that rally out a little bit.
Was there anything in the WASD report on Friday that relates to the livestock that caught your eye?
Yeah, there's always production notes put into the back of the the USDA WASDE report. So there wasn't anything that was massive that I would be really reacting to start today. It does look like we're going to start kind of flat, at least to get us going for this week here in a few minutes. But overall, nothing that was really earth-shattering. We'll watch for hogs and pigs reports. That's a quarterly report, or the monthly cattle on feed report, to see if there's anything that could shake these markets out of their sideways pattern, or even get them allowed to work that next leg up in the breakout.
And then, Greg, for us here in the Corn Belt, is there any indication that we're going to have any moisture headed our way here in the upcoming future? Because we could sure use it.
Yeah, little bits here and there. We are starting to hear more talk about the potential for going back into a La Nina pattern as we go into the back half of spring and summer, which can tend to dry things out, so we'll be watching for that. But there is some rain in the forecast over the next couple of weeks, but nothing that's substantial. A little bit here and there, but you know, a lot of times we don't necessarily mind if we can go into the planting season on the drier side, planting the dust, your bins the bust type mentality. It's just a matter of we need to see the temperatures warm up, and I think that's going to start to happen a little bit this week.
Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest here today. Greg, thanks so much for the time. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Just call it 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Greg, thanks for taking the time to join us here on this Monday morning. Have a great week.
Thank you, Mark.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn down 4 even at 435¾. May soybeans down 3 even at 1181 even. May soybean meal down 3 even at 338.40. May soybean oil up 14 cents at 46.31. Chicago wheat down 10¼ at 527.5. Minneapolis wheat down 6½ at 656¼. And Kansas City hard red wheat down 11 even at 577¾. May oats up 1¼ at 364 even. On the Merck, April live cattle down 62 cents at 186.97. March feeder cattle down 80 cents at 248.40. April lean hogs down 12 cents at 84.25. April pork cutout unchanged at 92.20. And Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 16.53. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.